Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We are inching ever closer to the NFL Draft. And what a delight, what a joy to have Coach Wanstead here in studio. You look like a million, Dave, and it's going to be a really good weekend for the Bears. I predict it right now. What do you think?
Morning,
yeah.
Dave.
What's up, David? Yeah, I agree. No, it's exciting. I said the other night we were on a show, and I said, you know, the Bears take this kid, all of a sudden they're going to be in the "we're a relevant team again" conversation because of the supporting cast and Caleb. And, you know, I like that he's warming up to Chicago. You know, I wasn't sure early. I had a good conversation with Matt Leinart a couple of days ago, you know, USC legend.
Sure.
Who does all the stuff out there in L.A. And, you know, I love that he's warming up to the fact that he's going to be in Chicago. You know, I think he does need to slow down a little bit with breaking Tom Brady's records and 8 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I mean,
20 years. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love his enthusiasm, but I really do. But he's kind of growing on me a little bit because this guy now, the more I hear him talk and the more people I talk, this guy has been trained. This guy has been exposed to.
He's a professional athlete, Dave.
This guy has been in this environment for a long time.
So if you are Caleb Williams' advisor, you have been in Chicago, you've been through and lived in the fishbowl as a coach of the Bears. If you were to get, if you had 15 minutes alone with him Thursday night or Friday when he comes to town and meets the Bears media, what advice would you give a young man who's clearly polished, has a lot of savvy? But what would you tell him? What doesn't he know about Chicago, about Bears fans and the fan base that he needs to?
I would tell him, first off, you know, that less is more. Less is more in this city. You know what I mean? You're going to be welcomed with open arms, and rightfully so. The excitement level is going to be off the chart. But hey, you know, one day at a time. And just less is more when you're in front of the media. Don't give him anything to make a story about. That would be the biggest thing. You know, I think that just get in there and do your job. There's a process to what we're going to do here. And the process, the first thing is obviously with your teammates. You got to win your teammates over just by being a good teammate. You don't have to do anything special. And then the city will love you. You know, once we get to December and it's snowing and it's minus 15, that, in my mind, is what the people that that really turned the corner on Justin Fields is when he was hurt and it was cold and he proved that, hey, I'm a tough guy and I can be a Bear, you know. So I think that he's got to go through that. You know, the old expression, and I've said this before, you know, the talent sets the floor. We know this kid's got the talent. There's no question about that, okay? No one's disputing that. And character sets a ceiling. Now, when I say character, it's the things I'm talking about. How are you with your teammates? How are you with the media? What, you know what I mean? I mean, all those, you in early, is football your primary thing?
Right.
You know, not getting a TV show or not getting, you know what I mean? Take one step at a time. I think that's the most important thing that this, that the Caleb needs to really pull back a little bit, because he's probably doing a hell of a lot more at USC than any kid in the country. And when he comes here, he'll have those same opportunities. You don't need to take all those, you know? I mean, they're going to come to you. Just slow down. Football's got to keep the main thing the main thing.
That's great advice.
Keep the main thing the main thing.
I think that is exactly what we're going to learn about this guy. If he comes in here, and Dave, the guy's got $10 million in the bank. He comes here with a lot of coin already. He doesn't need all these, the stuff that you're talking about. What he needs to do is to wrap himself into that playbook. He needs to develop a relationship with Shane Waldron to the point where they're thinking exactly in the same way, where he understands everything that's unfolding in front of him. And if he has that kind of commitment and he has his head down and he's working as hard as he can, then the success will come faster, and then everybody is going to be happy about whatever it is he does. But what we don't know, and what you find out about these guys, is what is the level of commitment that you have to be great. It's the easiest thing in the world to say that I want to be great and I want to be the best and all that stuff, but without putting in all that time, without working as hard as humanly possible, then you're never going to get there. And some of these people, especially in the NFL, there is, as you once were, there's a complete obsession where you are morning, noon, night, you are spending all your time dealing with it. That's what he needs to do. Simple as that.
Yeah, I think back when you just listen to the words both you guys are using here, to my nephew, who's the head trainer at Bobby, sure. He used to be at the Bobby Bears, Slater. Bobby Slater. You know, he's the head guy at Tampa Bay. And I was so curious. Tell me about when they got Tom Brady.
Right.
And he says, when Tom walks into this locker room, everybody is on eggshells. He says that I start taping ankles faster. The way coach starts, he says he'll walk by an assistant coach and say, David, you know, the third game against, did you see that weak side blitz that the Vikings brought 3 weeks ago? You know, are we going to be okay picking that up as an example?
Mm-hmm.
And as assistant coach, you better have watched that tape. I mean, that's how on point and obsessive he was with being prepared to go out and win. And, you know, you said you want to break Tom Brady's records. Well, you know, that's what's involved with Tom Brady. I mean, the stories are just remarkable. Tom Brady telling a rookie, come here, let me tell you something. I'll never throw you the ball again. You run the wrong route. If you're not where you're supposed to be, you will never get the ball from me.
That's leadership, Dave, and I think that you want to see that from your quarterback naturally, and Caleb Williams certainly is capable of being that guy. I think it's going to be a difficult line to walk and balance to strike because he's a rookie, and he's got these veterans who now are waiting to see how he's going to adapt because he is a professional athlete. He does have $10 million in the bank,
yep.
And I think he's got to be careful to not show some sort of meekness that he's, you know, hey, you're going to have to trust the guy. But also not come on too strong because, like, who are you, rookie?
Right. I agree. And, you know, the good thing with Caleb is the Bears are one that we all know, one of the youngest teams in football. And we got so many new players, so many young players that, yeah, the DJ Moore, and I don't know, you know, where Keenan Allen is on this thing and maybe Sweat, you know, but we don't have a lot of veteran guys. I mean, that's going to be good for Caleb. I mean, if he was coming to the Bears – you know, when I was here, for example, and you had, God bless him, Steve McMichael and Van Horn and Bortsy and all those guys, Richard Dent. I mean, those guys, they can make you want to go back home in a hurry. You know what I mean? Because they've all been there and done it. They're Hall of Famers. And that's the atmosphere. So I think the atmosphere he's coming into, being a young, talented football team, I think that's going to be really good for him.
All right, we've got to talk about the number 9 pick. We know who the number 1 pick is, but what do you do at 9
is there a danger that you're going to tell us they should trade down? We'll ask Coach Wants.
We've already got that solved, didn't we? David solved that the other night on his show.
He's moving up.
Yeah. I don't know where he's going to get
I thought you were speechless, Dave.
Yeah.
No, you know what? You know, I'm going to tell you what I was thinking here when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.